Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
A little different music for our Wednesdays with Wojo because he's got to be ecstatic. He may be traveling to Cleveland because, ladies and gentlemen, for some ridiculous reason, the Go-Go's are being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Hall of Famers.
Ahead of people like Rage Against the Machine. I can't figure it out. They had two hits. But, Woj, you love them, so congratulations.
As well they should be inducted, but where's my sandwich song?
I decided to go a little bit different right now.
Oh, my. We love the little Go-Go's, of course. I thought they were already in multiple Halls of Fame.
Oh, yes. All right,
Woj. And the Detroit Grand Poobahs will be in soon enough.
Soon enough. Okay, briefly, if we can do this briefly. Obviously, I don't know. John is not allowed by his attorney to speak of it, so I'll ask you quickly, because I'm sure you got into it a little bit with Rieger yesterday and will tonight for a brief period of time. I'm sure you read the report. Did I overreact by thinking they should pull a Paterno with the name of Schembechler Hall and pulling the statue? What did you get as far as the bow angle on the Dr. Anderson stuff? Because the other stuff, obviously, is just disgusting
right.
and gross.
Well, I don't know if there's any such thing as overreacting and stuff like this because it elicits such a visceral emotion.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my thing, okay? Obviously, horrible things happened, and people at this school either looked the other way or didn't understand it or didn't want to understand it, and a lot of people culpable. And the problem is a lot of them are deceased. My concern, and it's not an overreaction because I get it. I totally get people being so disgusted. They want retribution, more retribution. The victims will be compensated at some point, which is appropriate, it certainly seems. My problem with the bow connection is I don't quite get the depth of it. And I'm just, I read the whole damn report. I really did. Talk about being bored. and I'm uncomfortable destroying somebody's legacy, taking away statues and stuff, when I don't know exactly the level of culpability. There are three former players that in the report said they said something to Bo, didn't say exactly what it was, just I'm uncomfortable, and one of them did say, you know, the finger thing. But he did not, there's no evidence that they followed up with him. And here's the thing, the one thing I can't get past in my mind, and again, at least on some level, did he screw up by not following up? Well, yeah, sure. I just don't know if he knew the depths of it. If he really knew something horrific was going on, that this doctor was evil and ridiculous and a pervert or whatever, why did he keep him on in his family doctor for the rest of his life? You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't mean it's right, but I think it speaks to he didn't totally recognize, right or wrong, the depths of the evilness of this. Doctor.
Well, that was Paterno's biggest, you know, crime is being an enabler and willing to look the other way.
Stoney, I'm not playing that game. I'm not playing.
Okay.
Well, what about
Paterno? Just saying.
Well, what about Nasser? Well, what about everybody wants to play? And that's why they want to pull down statues or whatever. And it doesn't matter to me. I mean, I think that would be a step too far in my mind, but if enough people feel no, then I understand it. The will of the school. I'm not wouldn't stand in the way of it.
Right.
But if you read the report,
right,
all anyone cares about right now is Bo's legacy, right? Nobody cares about the East Hope guy or the other administrator. Nobody else cares. If you're only focused on that, I have questions. Not that he did something wrong. He clearly didn't have enough oversight or something. And I also hear, just to clarify, I hear people say, oh, you know, they had assistant coaches yelling at players, if you don't practice harder, you're going to have to go see the doctor. If you read the report, there was one instance from one player who mentioned that, would not be interviewed by the law firm, and they interviewed the coach, and he denied it, and that's it. There isn't, like, a bunch of reports of, oh, the assistant coaches were all saying it. So, again, I know nobody wants to hear that Wojo's just standing up, say whatever you want. I'm just saying I read the entire report. Lots of damning, horrible stuff. But if you're just focusing, as Stoney is, on the Bo connection, Andy's not alive to answer charges and whatever. I'm a little uncomfortable going with, you know, tearing down everything.
Okay. This is not an overreaction, Woj. Were you happier with a Piston loss and a Tiger win than a Tiger win yesterday?
Well, the Piston loss, of course. The Tiger win felt like a loss.
I know, yes.
Yeah, but they still won.
I know. Joe Jimenez should not be ever on that mound ever again.
No, and again, and I hate to pick, but the error by Nico Goodrum in
yes.
the ninth inning. I mean, you can see that coming a mile away. They keep putting players out there that cannot play the position. They literally cannot.
Well, so you're telling me you weren't comfortable enough that going into the eighth inning, up 7-0, a commanding lead, that you felt, you know what, I'm going to lay my head down and take some rest right now. The Tigers have this one locked up.
No, John, I did what I always do. I was watching, I was watching Boston, Miami, the basketball game. I don't know, flipping around and stuff and watching some of my stories on Netflix. And I always double, even when it was 7-0, I double check. And just, you know, like the little ESPN, 7-3. I go, I guess I better check that.
Yeah, me too.
And then the ninth inning was just classic. And I'm not ripping on Badu for not catching.
No,
the ball,
he made a great effort.
But it was catchable, yeah. I mean, to a certain degree. But certainly the Pistons, oh my God, did they get the memo. 28 turnovers?
Yes.
Seven in the first half by Josh Jackson.
Yeah, well, D'Angelo Russell looked like that he wanted to keep the Timberwolves active for the first pick in the draft, but he got his head together and realized that we're going to try to win this game and help Detroit.
No, the Pistons are doing this the right way, and you know why it's the right way? Because they're doing it with young players losing, and they're still have to get lottery luck, though.
Yes.
They're not guaranteed anything, unfortunately.
No, that's for damn sure. So the weekend of September 11th, you got the Washington Huskies coming into the Big House, and then on the 12th, Jimmy G comes to Ford Field to take on Jared Goff.
It's tonight at 8 o'clock.
Well, we know week one.
And we're just hoping that they're all alive.
49 and the Bears on Thanksgiving, right?
Yeah, which sucks.
Yeah, for old time's sake, let's get this out of the way. Win, loss, 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 tie, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. 8-1. Yeah. There it is.
That's our third segment tomorrow.
Back to 500.
Yeah. it'll be whatever. I mean, the one game that I think people where and when is the Jared Goff, Matthew Stafford showdown going to be. I do agree with my colleague Jay Rodge, Justin Rogers, he wrote this, that he really hopes and thinks Rams Lions will be early enough in the season that, you know, the Lions won't be 3-10 or so, early enough that they can make it a big national TV game.
Well, and early enough that Matthew Stafford won't be hurt, correct?
Oh, that's an excellent point, right?
Yes. We want to make sure that we actually do get to see that matchup.
Right. And early enough that Tim Boyle won't be starting for the Lions. Is that his name? Did I get his name right?
Yes. You forgot to follow with Green Bay legend, though.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Green Bay Legends. Speaking of Green Bay Legends, will Aaron Rodgers come to Ford's Field one more time? Yes, he will. I'm not buying any of that crap.
And you're just looking forward to week one where it's Tim Boyle versus Taysom Hill, Packers Saints.
Oh, yeah. That is a good starter opener, right?
Yeah.
Do you think if the NFL, if somehow Aaron Rodgers were to leave Green Bay, would the NFL completely change its entire schedule? They would.
I don't know. By the way, speaking of football, do you think Urban just is sitting there saying, I can do whatever the hell I want. I don't care what people think. And then maybe in another week or two, he's going to realize, just like he did when he hired that controversial strength and conditioning coach, maybe this is not such a good idea.
Well, probably, because there's already murmurs that others in the locker room don't like it. But in one realm, it's kind of genius, because what will everybody be talking and writing about early on in training camp if he's still there? Tim Tebow, not nearly as much attention, at least early on one Trevor Lawrence, right? Won't it deflect a little bit?
No, they're still going to be talking about Trevor Lawrence. This is going to be a sideshow.
Well, it's all going to be about Marvin Jones,
Jr. Yes, 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 and Daryl Bevel and his offense and how he will coach one Trevor Lawrence.
I think Tim Tebow should grow his hair like Trevor Lawrence's and continue the distraction so the young rookie can ease into the NFL without all the attention. Huh? Strategy? Yeah?
No. It might be. Hey, by the way, Woj, you mentioned you were watching your stories. I got a new story for you to watch. You might. You're always on top of it, so you're probably watching it already. On HBO Max, Mayors of Easttown.
Already watching it.
Okay, good.
And what's your take on it?
Did you see Saturday Night Live making fun of?
Yes, and they also gave away something that happened in episode 3, which kind of ticked me off. But
oh no, that was very funny. Oh, the murder of the dirter.
I know,
murder.
My daughter Marissa said, "Dad, Kate Winslet sounds just like Aunt Lisa. Water, you know, with our Philly accents."
No, it is a good show. It really is. I know. I just laugh at the accent. That's the only reason I watch.
Yeah, I know. Hey, you know, we go and have some Coke and drink some water, and dry ourselves with towels and put gas with a Z in our car.
Yeah, as long as you're not in the South.
Yeah.
By the way, real quick, do you think there's a chance, just a chance, that Steve Yzerman, for all the great things he does, forgot that Blashill's contract expired?
I know, we're still like waiting.
He is busy.
It's like, when is the smoke coming up?
He's like, Steve, Jeff is out in the lobby. What's going on?
So let me ask you this then, since you brought up, obviously, Blashill and whether he's going to be back or not. Do you think that if it were to happen right away, it would have been that he was moving on, and the longer it goes, it's more likely he stays, or is it the reverse?
See, I think it's the first one, that it's more likely he stays. But I don't know. You can conjure when you start thinking, well, what's the delay? Well, Yzerman likes to do things at his pace. When he wants to do all the exit interviews with all the players and before he. But you get to thinking, is there a negotiation going on, either with Blashill or with a possible replacement? Is that a little bit protracted? I mean, I don't think that's the case. I think it's just Yzerman likes to move at his pace and wants to talk to everybody. But I must admit, now on day 5 or whatever it is, it's gotten a little bit curious. I still think it's probably settled. They just have an announcement, but I don't know.
There is
mysterious ways.
There is no rush, really. I mean, Gallant.
No.
I mean, he's going to coach, I think, Canada in the Worlds if they decide to show up, but. Other than that, there's no rush.
No, there's no rush. And the only thing you say is, well, is it wrong to leave Blashill twisting? Well, he's probably not twisting. I mean,
no.
If he's coming back, I assume he probably sort of knows, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, no, I agree. I don't think people are bent out of shape about it, I don't think.
And by the way, for media, for us, although I would say I hope he doesn't get it, because I don't think it would work today, Tortorella would be great for the media.
Yeah, but I don't know if he would work today in today's.
No.
I mean, everybody thinks it's going to be Gerard Gallant at some point, but do you hire your buddy, an accomplished coach, Gerard Gallant, and hand him a team that's going to be bad for one or two more years, or do you wait a little bit longer, you know? That's what I think. They'll wait.
By the way, we have another NFL schedule leak. One of the night games on Thanksgiving appears to be Buffalo at New Orleans.
Oh, wow.
That would That's be the night game. Buffalo at not one of the night games, the night game.
Josh Allen against Taysom Hill, right?
Exactly. All right, Woj. Thank you for your measured responses. As always, congratulations on your go-go's, and we'll talk to you soon.
You know me, Mr. Measured. Woo!
He is Wojo. Wednesdays with Wojo here on 97.1 The Ticket.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.